The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth Canto, Chapter Number 28, Text Number 14. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari. Recorded on September 12th, 2017, in Riga, Latvia.
Nasheke Sovitum Tatra. Priyakachcharabhavipatu Gantumachchattatavriksha Kautaradidasanalat Nasheke sovitum tatra Priyakachcharabhavipatu Gantumachchattatavriksha Kotara divasanalat Nasheke sovitum tatra Purukuchcho rubepatu Gantumachatato vriksha Kotara divasanalat Ladies Nasheke sovitum tatra Purukuchcho rubepatu Gantumachatato vriksha Kotaradivasanalat Nasheke sovitum tatra Purukuchcho rubepatu Gantumachatato vriksha Kotaradivasanalat Nasheke sovitum tatra Purukuchcho rubepatu Gantumachatato vriksha Kotaradivasanalat Na, not. Sheke was able. Sa, he. Avitum, to protect. Tatra, there. Puru, very much. Krishtra, difficulty. Uru, great. Vipatu, suffering. Gantum, to go out. Aichat, desired. Tata, from there. Vriksha, of a tree. Kotarat, from the hollow. Eva, like. Sa on a lat, on fire. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. As a serpent living within the cavity of a tree wishes to leave when there is a forest fire, so the city's police superintendent, the snake, wished to leave the city due to the fire's severe heat. Purport. It becomes very difficult for snakes to leave a forest when there is a fire. Other animals may flee due to their long legs, but serpents, only being able to crawl, are generally burnt in the fire. At the last stage, the limbs of the body are not as much affected as the life air. So, the outsider may think, what kind of religion is this? You people just talk about death? You people really think you really have a morbid vision of life.
Cilvēki domā, jums nu gan ir ļoti tāda skumja,
So is that really true? We just have some morbid thing and we always think about death? No, we actually see death as it is. Actually, death is a wonderful thing for a devotee. It is opening the door to the spiritual world. You spend your whole life working hard to qualify yourself. The time of death, the door opens, you enter the spiritual world. It's a very glorious moment for one who's actually prepared himself. But for those who have not prepared themselves, not a very nice time. Especially those who are grossly sinful. They are dragged by the constables, the assistants of Yamaraj. It's actually very helpful to know these things. According to the materialists, when you die, that's it. You go into nothingness. Nothing happens after death. Therefore, their philosophy is eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you may die. Enjoy as much as you can while you can. And they think the devotees are crazy. You can be enjoying and you're renounced. What is this foolishness? I remember I also used to think that way back in 1969 when I saw the devotees. All these young men, they could be enjoying with girlfriends and doing all kinds of things, but here they are, renounced monks with shaved heads. I thought they were a little crazy. I mean, I like the chanting, but I thought the monks were a little crazy. But later on, I found out I was the one who was crazy, not the monks. Because I was absorbed in the bodily platform, serving my senses, you see. And they were serving Krishna. I was very proud of my so-called independence. I would sometimes even argue with the devotees, have debate. I remember I told one brahmachari on the campus, on the University of California campus, you Hare Krishna, as you say that your senses are imperfect. So how can you claim that Krishna is God? Your senses are imperfect. And the devotee didn't know what to say. He went, I was very proud, thinking, oh, I defeated that Hare Krishna. I was really puffed up. But then later on, I found out how to defeat my argument. Even though our senses are imperfect, Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam, when you engage your service in the master, in the service of the master, when you engage your senses in the service of the master of the senses, they become perfect. So with our perfected minds, with our perfected senses, we understand, yes, Krishna is the Supreme. So it's very important we understand philosophically the basis of Krishna consciousness. If you just take it sentimentally without any philosophical understanding, you may go away after some time.
sentimentāli, bez filozofiskas izpratnes, tad pēc kādu laiku, iespējams, jūs pamatīsiet šo pusgadu.
Therefore, we have so many volumes of books so we can understand philosophically why we should do this.
Tāpēc mums ir tik daudz grāmatu sērijumu, lai mēs filozofiski saprastu, kāpēc mums tas ir jādara.
This is actually a scientific process.
Patiesībā tas ir zinātnisks process.
We understand things as they are.
Mēs saprotam lietas, kādas tās ir.
And we act in accordance with reality.
Un mēs darbojamies saskaņā ar realitāti.
The scientists are very proud of their so-called philosophy.
Zinātnieki ir ļoti lepni par savu tā saukto filozofiju.
Dr. Stephen Hawking says, everything comes out of nothing.
Zinātnieks Stephens Hawkins saka, ka viss ir radies no nekā.
But science means they have to have where is the proof, you see? Where is the experiment to prove that everything comes out of nothing?
Bet, kur tad ir pierādījums, ka viss nāk no nekā, jo zinātnē jau ir pierādījums?
Is there any proof that even one thing has ever come out of nothing?
Vai ir kāds pierādījums, ka pat viena lieta ir radusies no nekā?
Can you do an experiment?
Vai jūs varat veikt eksperimentu?
Take nothing and get something out of it?
Un iegūt kaut ko no nekā?
They say H2O equals water, and that's, you can confirm that with an experiment, you see. When I was in high school, we did that. In the chemistry lab. I did it myself. Two parts of hydrogen and one part of oxygen, and and water manifested in the test tube. So, but where is the experiment? You can take nothing and get something out of it. It's not science at all. It's just rubbish mental speculation. And they call it science. You see. Everything comes out of nothing. So we don't follow such bogus science. We follow the actual science. You understand these points? Krishna says very clearly, Raja Vidya Raja Gugam Pavittam Idam Uttamam Prajakshavagamam Dharnyam Shushukam Katam Avyayam. This knowledge is the king of education. This is the topmost science. It's the most secret of all secrets. It's the purest knowledge. And it, because it gives direct perception of the self by realization. It is the perfection of religion. And it is joyfully performed. You see, we don't know we don't even know who our true selves are. We're thinking, I'm male, I'm female, I'm Lithuanian, I'm American. This is an illusion. You may drive a Toyota. Does that mean you're a Toyota? So you're right now you're driving a male body or a female body. Does that mean you're male or female? No, it's just the car you're driving, that's all. So you have to understand, I'm not this car, this automobile I'm driving around. You see, it's not me. I'm an eternal spiritual being. Qualitatively one with God. I'm His eternal servant. When I come back to that consciousness, then I become re-established in my relationship with Him. So we have to get out of the clouds of illusion, you see. Just like today here in Riga, it's cloudy. Is the sun shining? Is the sun shining? Oh, that's wrong. The sun is shining. But you're covered by the cloud. You can't see it, is it? So Prabhupada explains, actually, we are still in the spiritual world. We just can't see it. Because we're covered by the cloud. You see. So we have to get free from those clouds. We have to cleanse the mind of all this dirt that's accumulated. So the more you would chant Hare Krishna mantra, you would clarify your vision. And the more you strive to chant offenselessly, you will clarify it even more. So this is actually a scientific method of purification of consciousness. It's not something whimsical. It's universal. Anybody can do it in any part of the world. It's absolutely effective in any situation. One who will seriously take up this chanting process, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, will fully realize God in due course of time. Fully realizing God means also fully realizing your own eternal identity. You see, each one of us have an actually identity in the pastimes of Krishna. Either in Goloka Vrindavan or in one of the Vaikuntha planets. Each one of us is an eternal associate of the Lord. And by this process of Krishna consciousness, that day will come when you'll wake up and you'll remember who you actually are in Krishna's leelas. And you'll pick up where you left off. As a fully liberated soul. So is it worth the austerities we have to do now? Rising early in the morning from Mangal Arati, taking our bath, giving up illicit sex, giving up meat eating, giving up intoxication, giving up gambling, spending so much time every day chanting on the beads. Is it worth it? You better believe it's worth it. The price we have to pay to achieve our original identities is nothing. This is nothing. $16 is a piece of cake. Prabhupada, actually the real standard is 64 rounds. But Prabhupada simplified it for us out of his causeless mercy. $16 is nothing. But even that we have a hard time, you see. Our minds go flying here and there. One of my aspiring disciples in South America, she just wrote me a letter. She said, can I listen to devotional music when I'm chanting my rounds? And have a nice kirtan going on, you know, while she's chanting her japa. But she thought, well, maybe it's not right, because maybe I should focus on pronouncing the names. She thought, well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I should be focused on pronouncing the names. I said, yes, you're right. You were wrong. You see, the holy name is so sweet, you don't need music to go into a state of absolute bliss. Of course, the music is also there in the kirtan, and it is helpful, there's no doubt. A nice beat, a nice tune, it helps us to focus, and that's okay. And it attracts the outsiders too. It's very good. The kirtan is very good. But japa does not need music to be attractive. just the holy names by themselves with no music are unlimitedly attractive.
Svētais vārds bez mūzikas pats par sevi ir bezgalīgi pievilcīgs.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Why are they so attractive even without music? Because the Hare Krishna mantra is Krishna himself. The Hare Krishna, why are they attractive even without music? Because it is Krishna himself. Actually, it's Radha and Krishna themselves. Hare is addressing Mother Radharani. So we're invoking the presence of Radha and Krishna. They're actually fully present. Can you imagine directly meeting Radha and Krishna? You have the opportunity every day when you chant your japa. You're not just doing some vocal exercise. You're actually invoking the presence of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. You are getting their direct association. So how we chant is the mood in which we chant will either is makes all the difference in the world. If you'll understand, I am coming into the presence of Radha and Krishna. I am begging for their mercy that I completely become free of all this garbage that's going around my brain. And then I'm begging them I can have only one desire, and that is to serve them perfectly with my every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances. If you will chant japa in this mood, you become a very advanced devotee very quickly. So let's do it. Let's focus on invoking the mercy of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. This way we are stepping on the head of death. Death will not be able to touch us. Bulletproof soul. Any questions?
It is said that we have spent thousands and millions of times in this material world, but the question is, why don't we remember our previous lives and the sufferings we went through? Because probably then these memories would help us to be more focused on this process.
That's Krishna's mercy.
Krishna's
you forgot it's Krishna's mercy. Just like yesterday was 9/11. A famous day in American history. When the Twin Towers were brought down, you see. Many people who were in those buildings were killed. But many people also survived. They got out. But their memories of that day are so horrible. They have horrible nightmares. They have to go to psychologists to help them get free of those horrible nightmares.
brīviem no šiem te murgiem.
They're traumatized by those memories.
Un tās ir ļoti traumatiskas.
And it's making their life a wreck.
Un pilnībā sagrauj viņu dzīves.
So in the same way, if you would even remember when you were a snake, when you were a cactus, when you were a, you know, an orangutan or whatever. Those memories would torture you. You couldn't have any peace of mind at all. You had to go to a psychologist to try to get free of all these horrible memories. So that you can be, your mind can be peaceful and you could absorb yourself in chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna has kindly helped you, you forget all of those experiences you had when you were an animal and a plant. Because Krishna loves you. He's blessed you with forgetfulness of the horrible hell you went through. But he's kindly appeared in the form of the scriptures to let you know what you did go through so you can be serious now to be to get out of the cycle of birth and
death.
So are you ready now to take it with all seriousness? Are you ready now to take Krishna consciousness with all seriousness? No more nonsense? Are you ready? Yes? Very good. Okay, next.
In Krishna consciousness, we always have to understand why we're doing what we're doing, to know the philosophy. So, Śrīla Gurudeva now so kindly explained why we're chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, we're begging Radha and Krishna for their mercy. So, how often during the chanting we should remember that?
At every minute.
Jautājums bija, mums ir Krishna apziņā jāsaprot filozofiju un jāsaprot visu, ko mēs darām. Kad mēs skandējam Hare Krishna mantru un lūdzam Rādhikas un Krishna žēlastības, žēlastība, cik ilgi, cik bieži mantru skandēšanas laikā mums par to ir jāatceras. Un atbildība nepārtraukta.
Every minute, yeah. Why not every minute?
It seems when I try to remember why I am chanting, I lose the focus on the name.
Tā ideja ir, ka izskatās, ka tad es domāju par to, kāpēc es skandēju, zaudēju uzmanību uz svēto vārdu.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. You have to practice. Because by practice you'll be able to stay focused on the name and, just like I'm talking to you right now, okay? I'm focused on what I'm saying. And simultaneously focused on you, my disciple. That's two focuses. I'm focused on what I'm saying, but I'm focused on you, both simultaneously. So just as I'm focused on you and focused on what I'm saying at the same time, you can be focused on the pronouncing the name and be focused on begging their mercy all at once. It's not about talking to you, I can't look at you, you know. And when I'm looking at you, I can't talk. I'm doing both at the same time. Isn't it? I'm looking at you and I'm talking to you at the same time. I'm focused on both. This is another example. You ever play the madanga? Yes. So there's one beat with one hand and another beat with the other hand. You're playing two different beats. And you're focused on two different beats at the same time. So So if you can do two hands on the Madanga, different beats at the same time, why you can't focus on the name at the same time, beg for the mercy of service? It's simply a matter of practice, that's all. Here comes the mic, wait. And it's a fact, by chanting you're already begging to be engaged in their service. In other words, actually the prayer itself means you're begging to be engaged in service. So by focusing on the mantra, you're actually focused on begging for service simultaneously. Prabhupada said that's what it means. My dear Radha, my dear Krishna, please engage me in your service. So by so just like talking to you, by I'm focused on what I want to say, plus I'm focused on pronouncing the words correctly as well. I just go, I haven't communicated properly, you see. So I focus on saying, pronouncing, I have a meaning of what I want to communicate, plus I'm pronouncing it correctly. There's no contradiction between them. Questions, Mara?
Stāvot, sēžot, esam slims, guļot, tādā pozā, mēs šādā pozā, cik tas ir svarīgi, vai vispār tas ir svarīgi, vai tomēr svarīgāks ir tas, kāds ir mums patiesais noskatījums tajā brīdī. Piemēram, man personīgi ir vieglāk koncentrēties, ja es pārvietojos stāvu skaitot mantru.
Is it important the way we chant the mantra in terms of physically, how we do it? Are we sitting or walking or this posture or that posture?
Well, you could chant like this, you know. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. You know. Or you can chant, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, sit properly.
Prabhupada saka, sit properly.
Of course, if you're sick, you could always, you could even chant laying down in the hospital bed if you're very sick. So in one sense, there's no hard and fast rule. But there are certain postures where you could make you fall asleep and certain postures that help you stay awake and stay focused. Chanting is a form of meditation. In fact, it's the highest meditation. The yogis meditate in a certain posture because it helps their meditation. So one's physical posture will have an impact on how you can focus your mind. Chanting like this, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Or chanting like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Sitting up will help your mind to be more focused. Next.
How to get out of false designations and bodily conceptions when you chant, because it disturbs our right mood.
disturbs our what of chanting rhythm?
Right mood.
Mood?
Mood. Hmm. Yeah, kā tik ārā no šīm te nepareizajām ķermeniskajām sevis uztverēm, jo tas ietekmē mūsu skandēšanas noskaņojumu.
It's a fact we may be sick. It's like I have some disease right now in my spine. And it's causing a problem in my leg.
Yeah, piemēram, es esmu tagad tādā stāvoklī, ka man ir problēmas ar kāju.
So these bodily things do sometimes make it more difficult.
Un šīs ķermeniskās lietas, protams, padara to dažkārt grūtāk.
We should take these difficulties we're having. It could be some difficulty you're having with in your personal relationships also, all kinds of things, economic problems, you know, maybe the heat went out and it's freezing cold in your house, the heater doesn't work, there's so many things that can happen.
Šīs te grūtības, ar kurām mēs saskaramies, piemēram, ir kādas ķermeniskas sāpes, vai, piemēram, attiecībās ir grūtības, vai ārā ir augsti, vai ir ekonomiskas problēmas.
If one realizes and remembers this chanting is that will liberate me from all these bodily problems.
Un, ja cilvēks skandējot atcerās, ka šī skandēšana atbrīvo mani no visām šīm ķermeniskajām grūtībām.
Hare Krishna, my problem, I'm suffering so many anxieties because my consciousness is right now on the material plane.
Un es tik ļoti daudz ciešu tāpēc, ka mana apziņa ir šajā materiālajā līmenī.
If I have sufficient faith in this mantra, and I chant it devotedly and regularly, it will actually liberate me from the material plane.
Un, ja man būs pietiekami ticība šiem mantrai, un es to apņemības pilnas skandēšu, un es atbrīvošos no šī te stāvokļa ciešana pilnā.
So my point is this.
Tas,
if you have proper philosophical understanding,
jums ir pareizs filozofisks izpratne,
and you train your mind in terms of that proper understanding,
un jūs apmācat savu prātu saskaņā šo filozofisko izpratni,
even though you're being bothered by so many whips of the material nature, by focusing on the Hare Krishna mantra, you'll be able to transcend all of these things. This is actually essential. You have to train yourself like this. The time of death is a very disturbed situation. You could be in great pain. Time of death is not pleasant materially. Look at Prabhupada's condition. He was in a very horrible condition. He was reduced to a skeleton.
So
death is always a very disturbing time, materially speaking. So one has to learn how to take shelter of Krishna's holy name to be liberated from the material platform. You have to have faith that this will free me from all my miseries. Unflinching faith, you see. And then you can go deep, deep, deep into the mantra. In fact, Queen Kunti was begging for more difficulties. Vipadasham tatashastatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat Because when I have these difficulties, I can do nothing, my Lord, but see you to get free from them. And when I see you, I will no longer see birth and death. So instead of being disturbed by difficulties, learn how to take advantage of them. This problem with my spine a few weeks ago was so bad, I felt like dying. It was so horrible, the pain was so horrible. And I was trying to cope with it. I had a very difficult time coping with it. But one day I remembered Queen Kunti's prayer. Instead of thinking, I'd just rather die, I can't handle this pain anymore, I'd just rather be dead. I was just, instead of thinking like that, I said, Krishna, please give me more difficulties. As soon as I did that, the difficulties were gone. I wasn't disturbed by them anymore. And my body got better very quickly after that. So sometimes, instead of being disturbed by difficulties, take them as the greatest blessing. And beg for more. It really works. Kunti's prayer really works. Because when you say, Krishna, please give me more difficulties, more difficulties. I don't have enough. Right now, I still think I'm the controller because I think I can handle this amount of difficulties you've given me. Now, please flood me with so many difficulties, I'll be absolutely convinced I'm not the controller. So I can do nothing but throw myself at your feet and beg for the mercy of your service. So actually, we devotees, we have nothing against difficulties. We want more and more difficulties. Because that's how we transcend this world of difficulties. So one last question. Okay, we'll stop here. Gandharad Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaura Prema Nandi. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.
His grace Srimad Sankarshan Dasa Vihara Maharaj ki jai.